In a world where dating advice often tells women to dim their light to attract men, Kara King's The Power of the Pussy Part 2 offers a radical alternative. Recognize your inherent value and leverage it to demand better treatment. This isn't about manipulation. It's about understanding the dynamics of attraction and commitment from a position of strength. The book has sparked both controversy and devotion, with celebrities like Amber Rose calling it the relationship Bible every woman needs. Why? Because it challenges women to stop accepting mediocrity in relationships and instead harness their natural power to create the love lives they truly desire. While physical attraction initially draws attention, personality drives deep love and commitment. Men consistently find five traits most attractive: intelligence, shown through passion and creativity, sense of humor, kindness, honesty, and appreciation. Many good men fear public rejection. Bridge this gap with the smile trick. When you notice a man's interest and he looks again, offer a flirty smile that invites him to approach. Looking too polished in everyday settings can be counterproductive. Men often approach more readily when you're casual with minimal makeup, feeling less intimidated. Being overdressed makes you seem unapproachable and eliminates the chance to impress him later on a proper date. Finding quality men requires strategy. Visit places they naturally gather based on your interests: churches for shared values, sports bars during games, or hardware stores. One effective approach is appearing slightly confused while checking your car at gas stations. Men often respond instinctively to opportunities to help. There's profound power in remaining single until you meet someone truly extraordinary. This deliberate choice allows you to develop self-knowledge, embrace freedom, and maintain control over your commitment decisions. When you truly know yourself, you won't change to please others or tolerate disrespect. I experienced this at 19, realizing my boyfriend of 4 years didn't know the real me. I'd hidden my passion for rock music, fearing judgment. When he dismissively replaced The Doors with rap, I wasn't angry with him, but with myself for suppressing my identity, leading to our breakup and my journey of self-discovery. Without self-knowledge, we risk becoming jealous or clingy in relationships. When secure in ourselves, we don't feel threatened by others or accept disrespect. Fear often tricks us into settling prematurely, fear of being alone or facing loneliness. The empowering perspective: being the only one without a partner means being the only one who's free. By confronting these fears during singlehood, you'll discover they have no merit. Integrity in relationships means refusing to engage with married or committed men regardless of attraction. Such behavior disrespects both the other woman and yourself, placing you in a powerless position. When women make themselves available to committed men, it devalues the entire market. If all women refused inappropriate relations with committed men, much unethical behavior would stop. Consider how you'd feel if someone betrayed you after building a life together. Women who pursue committed men should examine their deeper motivations, whether it's animosity toward other women, normalized childhood behavior, low self-esteem, believing all good men are taken, seeking financial security, enjoying the thrill, or craving ego fulfillment. The "but I love him" excuse doesn't hold up. If love is genuine and his marriage is truly failing, he should leave his wife first. Women deserve to be someone's priority, not a side piece waiting for scraps of attention. True love requires clean breaks and proper timing. A man who betrays his wife demonstrates a lack of integrity and self-control, fundamental character traits unlikely to change. Remember your value. You're a unique, beautiful woman, a valuable treasure for any man. There's no one else like you in this world. Why settle for less? Finding balance in relationship communication is essential for long-term happiness. Women's nagging serves an evolutionary purpose, but requires moderation. Too much damages relationships, while too little leads to being taken advantage of. If you're a nagger, consider whether an issue truly warrants the energy. Men often tune out nagging, so make direct, sweet requests instead. Ask clearly with kindness rather than criticism, giving men two chances to respond before resorting to nagging. The pushover needs to stand up for herself rather than constantly yielding. Even men who prefer quiet partners grow frustrated with women who never express opinions. A doormat just lies there and serves no purpose other than allowing people to walk all over it. Some women thrive on conflict despite claiming to hate it. The fighter turns minor issues into major battles for three reasons: ego satisfaction from winning, addiction to the physiological response, adrenaline and dopamine, and attention-seeking behavior. The perfectionist remains single by finding fault with every potential partner. The harsh truth is that no one is perfect. We exhaust ourselves hiding our flaws with makeup and hair extensions, yet demand flawlessness from men. This hypocrisy prevents genuine connection. Once you've found a worthy man who treats you like a queen, keeping him happy comes down to three basic needs: food, sex, and loyalty. This advice applies only to relationships with proven, dedicated men, not to new relationships or unworthy partners. Great relationships thrive on mutual respect. Don't spoil just any man, but one who has demonstrated his worth. The key is reciprocity. Spoil a good man who spoils you, and watch how mutual love flourishes. Being in a relationship means using your power strategically. Enhance pleasure, break bedroom routines, and save your great efforts as rewards rather than regular offerings. Men don't fall in love easily, but when they do, it's usually for life. Don't let boredom override happiness or fall for the grass is greener illusion. When problems arise, be honest with your partner about your needs rather than seeking temporary thrills elsewhere that could cost you a good relationship. Divorce, while devastating, offers an opportunity for profound personal growth. Navigate this transition through five essential steps: grieving time, the deadline, the ceremony, purposeful thinking, and celebration. Allow yourself to grieve by identifying what specifically makes you sad. Create a "things I hate about you" list to avoid romanticizing the relationship. Set a firm deadline to end your self-pity, then hold a personal ceremony to mark your new beginning. Burn photos, sell your ring, or display your list. When dating again, seek someone with better qualities than your ex, particularly avoiding his worst traits. Remember your power, regardless of age or insecurities, and believe good men exist who will treat you better. Reclaiming your power means creating genuine happiness by finding an excellent partner and building the life you deserve. When women collectively stop tolerating disrespect, men will change, creating relationships built on mutual respect and love rather than games or manipulation.